Just me and the bean. 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 Welcome to the Me and the Bean Show. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
And thanks for listening.
Yay! Welcome to show number two.
Number two.
I'd like to give a little shout out to my sister. She is down in Wilmington, and she is a fresh mono, and she's homesick a little bit. So I just want to let you know, girl, I'm thinking about you, and I hope you make some friends. So, hey, anybody in Wilmington that sees a cute little blonde walking around looking sad, just go, hey, Sam, I want to be your friend.
She is my sister-in-law, but I can say she is cute.
She's totally cute. She's actually kind of hot. Yeah.
I'm not going to go that far, because that's sort of Jerry Springer.
So, she likes to surf and go to movies and swing dance and party.
Hardy.
And that's about all.
She doesn't like to study, so the school's just an afterthought.
A necessity on the way to becoming grown up. Yeah. Okay, that was my shout out.
Well, last week, one of the stories I wanted to tell, and I forgot because I'm bad at keeping notes. I was getting my hair cut at the whatever you call it, salon. No, it's not a salon. I mean, I don't know what
it is. It is a salon.
Is it a salon?
Yeah.
There was a guy there, and he was on his cell phone while he was getting his hair cut. And it's just a fucking ass. He was, the whole time he was getting his hair cut, he had the cell phone. And the stylist or whatever, had to work around his cell phone and blah, blah. And then at the end of his haircut, when she was going to wash his hair, he kept his damn cell phone on his ear while she was trying to rinse out his hair. And I was like, what a fucking douche. And then...
douche.
Then when it was obvious that she needed him to stop.
I'm
so
going
she could
to
get
squirt
her-
water in your ear now.
He says, hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker. And he pushes the little speaker button on his speakerphone and sits there and talks. And obviously, and the person that was on speakerphone didn't want to talk because they felt embarrassed like they should be when some idiotic friend of theirs puts them on a speakerphone while they're getting their haircut.
Yeah, if anybody's ever talking to you while you get your haircut, you just need to be like, no, I said that wrong. Oh. If you're ever on the phone while somebody's getting their haircut, you need to tell them goodbye.
Don't even tell them goodbye.
Don't participate.
Just hang up.
Nope. Participate in that douche-osity.
I mean, I've got a cell phone, but I mean, that's just taking it too far.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to be on a lot of podcasts, but so just bear with me. But, you know, we just want to send our thoughts to everybody down south that's being affected by Katrina. And it's just, there's some terrible stuff down there. And unfortunately, totally unrelated, fuel for the fundies. I've already heard some of them blaming on the homosexuals and God is taking revenge on us, which is the silliest thing in the world.
It's not for the gays, it's for the feminists.
No, that was 9/11.
Oh.
That's what he said, 9/11. What was it, Falwell? But enough of that. Our thoughts go out to him. And,
take
you know,
your shoes off and get back in that kitchen and we'll quit having national disasters.
That's right. But if you have any extra spare change, please donate to the Red Cross. And if you don't have any spare change, please donate your blood. I want to suck your blood.
Or water.
Or water?
Mm-hmm. They'll take water.
So, girl, what's up?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I think we need to talk about your Coke habit.
Coca-Cola, that is.
Coca. Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Okay. Monday night, 4 days ago, I went grocery shopping Or was it Sunday night? 5 days ago. Yeah, Sunday. And I bought you 2 12 fridge packs of Coke and me a 1 12 pack of Diet Coke. And how many have you had?
One complete case.
Yep. So that's like 3 a day.
It's not bad.
At home? And then at work, how many do you have?
One. Because I take one from here in the morning.
And then you have one?
Lunch.
At lunch. Okay. So you're having 4 Cokes a day?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm going to choke. Hold on a second.
All do you remember? Professional and shit.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I got choked up. Do you remember when you liked Slice?
Yeah. It's just weak. It's just weak now. I don't know.
Well, okay. Maybe there's a support group for Coca-Cola addicts.
If anybody knows of a support group for Coca-Cola addicts, please
SA
email
Soda
us.
Addicts. Yeah, we can
email
start one.
At meandthebean@podcastrant.com.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was because of our natural disaster, the pipeline from where does it start? Alabama? Mississippi.
That
Mississippi.
Region.
Yeah, it starts in Mississippi, then it goes up through Alabama into Georgia, goes through Atlanta, up into Memphis, Knoxville, down, well, you know, to North Carolina. And we don't have any gas. And I'm from Asheville. My family's from Asheville, and they do oil in Asheville. They have run gas stations, and my mom has been filling me in on the ensuing chaos. People are fighting each other. They're like pushing other cars out of the way with their car at the service station. They are pulling knives on each other. They're jumping up on the hoods. She said that one of her clerks told her that this woman jumped up on this SUV's hood and like starts beating the windshield. Like, give me my gas! And the clerks were getting cussed out and threatened, and I don't think anybody got beat up, but almost. Because they installed a $20 gas limit. You could fill up, but only $20 worth. Because they were about to run out, you know, and they wanted as many people to get at least some as possible. So, irate. Mom says she's never seen such bad behavior.
And this is in Asheville, North Carolina. I mean, this is not... We're so far from the... The chaos. I mean, what the hell?
I know. We have...
Asheville is supposed to be a nice, mild-mannered hippie.
Yeah, it's full of hippies, too. I wonder if it's the hippies that are irate. No, I'm just kidding. They all have scooters. Yeah. Vespas. I bet their stock went up. Okay. So you didn't want to talk about your Coke addict... So I don't have anything else to talk about. Your turn.
This is going to be a short podcast. I really have nothing to talk about this week. As we're recording, they're doing the year anniversary over at the podcastpickle.com. And we see Kimi and Bib, Nate and Di. I think Wichita's there. The Pickle Man's there. Podcast Alley's there. Bit Jobs is there. Twisted Pickle's there. Tons of other people I don't know yet. Podcast 411. And everybody's having a good time. So if you missed it, sucks to be you.
So sad.
Because it's fun. we're keeping up with it as we're recording.
I'm amazed it's been on a year. I've only known about it for, what, a month? So.
Yeah, well, a month and a half.
Mm, true.
I was telling you about it.
Yeah, but I didn't really start paying attention until about a month ago.
Yeah, because that's just something else that, you know, your husband's addicted to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what we could talk about. My man likes things in cycles, and he gets really involved into something really heavily, deep undercover, deep. And it lasts anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half, usually on the longer side. When I first met you, it was movies, coming out of movies, and music is always there in the background. And then while we dated, it was video games, then chess.
Yeah, chess.
Skateboarding.
Next. Toys, though. Toy collecting.
Oh, yeah, toy was big, which turned out to be really cool because our...
Because now my 2-year-old son plays with all the toys I collected.
And it's like he has all these prizes in case the kid does something good, like pees in the potty or...
Or potty in the pee-pee.
Or gets his hair cut without throwing in... an incredible tantrum. Yeah. The last time I took him to get his haircut, the woman suggested that maybe I would not come back.
Well, no, how she suggested it was, she goes, I think he would look good with long hair.
Yeah, maybe you should give that a try. I was like, oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. And so we went to see her again today, and he did good.
It was chess, then poker.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, poker was good. And I liked the poker phase.
I'm still into it, barely. I play a little bit every day.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
When I eat.
I liked it when we, well, should I say that? Because it's not really. I liked it when we went to games together.
Yeah, to backroom games.
It was fun.
Illegal in the South.
But not really, because there was no real money involved.
That's right. We played for peanuts.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. And now it's this, which is great, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
I like the ones where I can participate.
Yeah, I have a tendency to get so obsessed that I forget where I'm at. I forget that I'm married.
Yeah.
I don't, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you do. It's okay. It passes. I think that we actually got together because at one point I was it. I was the phase.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. I mean that in a good way. Honey, when you like something, you really like it. And I think that that's why you pursued me and we're together.
Oh, so, that's true, because it was we met... a chance encounter in Puerto Rico.
My heart's devotion, let it sink back into the ocean.
And the bean thought she would never hear from me again, but I called and pestered. I lived in Atlanta then, Atlanta, Georgia, and she lived in Asheville.
Not Puerto Rico. Right.
And then I got tired of working in a sound, a commercial studio in Atlanta, and which you can't tell by the recording quality of this podcast because
it's been a few years.
Forgot everything I learned and really didn't listen to school. I just, I have a great tendency to memorize and then forget.
Don't you have a photographic memory?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's me.
Uh-huh. I'll remember it. And then once the test is over, I forget it. So I got great grades, but took nothing away from it and couldn't have made it as a professional engineer or anything like that. But I got really tired and sick of Atlanta and the traffic. And so finally, I think we had planned on me moving because you just left New York, so you were not going to a big city. So we knew that wasn't happening, but I think we wanted to wait 6 months before I moved up there, if everything went good. And then after three, I was like, I got to move up there. It's like, I'll come up and move. And if it doesn't work out, don't worry. I won't stalk you. I'll head back to my hometown. I moved up and it was great.
Yes, it was. It was great. And then we got dogs. And
got dogs.
And that's probably another reason why we got together, close together. Because we didn't want to separate the dogs.
Yeah, because when I moved up to Asheville, I had my own place and she had her place. And then once we got the puppies, we got two brothers. And we didn't want them to be separate from each other so they wouldn't get lonely. But we didn't want...
So we didn't want to take one to my house and one to your house.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be without a dog. So I just started staying with you.
And so then we decided, hey, you know, your family has a cottage and there's no rent, so let's go there. Instead of being at my place where there was a good sizable rent.
You had all that planned out, didn't you, honey?
Actually, I didn't. I'm not good at planning that stuff. Stuff that I plan usually does not happen.
Okay. There you go. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Okay.
I am really disappointed in the men in your life.
In the men?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We were supposed to start a new show tonight, but I'm not going to say on here what that show is.
We can just say we were going to have guests tonight.
We were going to have guests tonight.
Three guys of your friends, and they all fucking backed out.
And they're probably listening now, so...
Too bad.
Fuck you guys for bailing out.
Ouch. Ouch.
No, we understand.
Oh, yeah. We understand. I've bailed. I've bailed before, but I just want you to know you were going to be our first guests, and I'm bummed out.
You suck.
Yeah. So quit planning stuff, hon.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Okay. It's September. Yay!
It's September.
Fall. I love fall. Autumn.
I'm definitely going to edit some of the show.
Aw. Are we not funny tonight?
I think we're funny. I just think we've had a lot of dead space sometimes.
I think we're funny. We are funny. You know, that's one of the reasons I really like you. Because you know how I get all tense and stressed out about everything and start freaking out. And you just make me laugh about it. And you laugh at me about it. And if it was not that way, if you had any other personality, it wouldn't work. Because you'd get stressed out about me getting stressed out, and then we'd just fight and argue and be unpleasant.
Like every other married couple. Oh. Yay. Early divorce.
Hello, hon. Didn't say the D word.
D word. That Pat Robertson says, if you listen to Church at Pod 2, Pat Robertson said divorce was magically engineered by the homosexuals.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was engineered by Henry VIII.
Nope. Not according to Pat Robertson.
Because he wanted to get rid of, what's her name, so he could marry Anne Boleyn. Mary. Wasn't it Mary? His first wife.
I used to know.
I think it is.
But I don't know anymore.
All the historians, y'all can email us and let me know if I'm right.
Yeah, which is sad because that's what I was going to school for before I changed to go to audio engineering school. I was going for history. And now, I can't remember that either.
That's okay. You know, you'll probably go back into that. And then you can educate me on all the historical stuff when you get really obsessed. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
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 Here comes the hammer.
Here comes a hammer.
My kid, our kid woke me up today by going, oopsie daisy, mommy, oopsie daisy, over and over and over again.
Well, what does that mean?
Right in my ear. I think he just learned how to say it.
Oh.
I don't know if he got it from daycare or TV. Oopsie daisy. It's fun to say.
Well, I don't know. My favorite thing he says is, I'm not sure.
I think so.
I'm not sure. I think so.
Okay. We can't let this turn into a show about our kids. Ears glaze over. Don't glaze over. We're back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids and dogs. As long as we have kids and dogs, we'll probably stay together.
Yay. That's a testament to love if I've ever heard it. If it wasn't for my scotch and heroin, I'd be gone.
Yeah. I love you. You know I do.
Uh-huh.
Plus you're hot.
Yeah. Well, I think I can edit this down to some good stuff.
Okay.
Thanks again for the... Oh, shit. Thanks again for listening to the Me and the Bean show.
Yeah, thanks. I got the giggles. I'm sorry. It's the chocolate.
You can reach us at meandthebean@podcastrant.com. If you would, be sure to vote for us. Well, not vote for us, but go to Podcast Pickle and add us to your favorites.
Yeah. And we'll be back again. We'll have a longer list next time. So if Chad doesn't want to talk about the things I've brought to the table, I can just move on to the